Welcome to the RR Podcast. We bring you the latest in Toku news, in-depth discussions, and everything else that you could ask for, all with a healthy dose of insanity. So here are your hosts, Shugun Shinobi, Dawson Rider, Jedimon, and Aerosol. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 5. Ready? Go!
Hello, and welcome to our Season 5, Episode 31.
Type Lego Technic.
He sounded like necessary. A vampire.
Hello, and welcome to...
Wow, you sound like you were luring us into your mansion.
I am. That's what I do every day of my life.
Brian,
that came out wrong. I don't do that, people. I really don't. I don't lure anyone anywhere.
What? Brian doesn't lure people into his home to seduce them? That's crazy.
I don't have to do anything. The brake gunner does it for me.
Brian doesn't seduce anyone. He just gets a windowless van and drives around playgrounds and schools. It's candy.
I do like school. I mean, what? Dawson was here, and then he couldn't get in the car, and we took off, and I think he's just kind of getting dragged around. So, he might be here, he might not be.
He's like the pet dog in Vacation. He's just, the cops are going to stop us and be like, you know you're dragging a dog for the last, like, 10 miles. I'm like, oh, shit. At least he's not like Grandma, who was tied to the roof.
You know you're dragging a Yeti behind you, right?
Yeah.
I kind of want to record Kevin's family vacations now.
My family vacation is like Chevy Chase Vacation.
Oh. Somehow I don't disagree with you. I think it probably is.
Well, if Dawson was here, he'd say something about Kevin being Pierce. He's played by Chevy Chase. There's a Community reference in there somewhere, but I'm not going to give it to you. So
you have to
dig
find
around.
It. You have to find it yourself.
This is the do-it-yourself version of the podcast. You have to make your own references.
Okay.
Every so often, we'll pause a few seconds while the audience amuses themselves with a reference. And
it's like those conferences when they stop for audience applause and then no one applauds. It's like that.
It's like Dora.
Because half the people don't get our references anyway.
Drive, dive, speed.
One-ups. That's what I'm umming about. Glancing around the room. Captain Toad? That's, I think, about it. Oh, I got my fucking Technic stuff. I'm sitting here playing with the TK figure, and I'm like, what did I get this week? I don't know.
I hope you die.
That's cool.
I just want you to know that.
Technic is amazing. He really is. But besides that, nothing new really up or anything like that, so... I'm going to happily pass this along.
All right, well, hold on, because I haven't been here for one-ups in, like, 3 weeks. I made notes.
Bathroom break time, everybody.
You know what? Fuck your mother.
Excuse me, I'm going to go do a 1,000-piece puzzle. And yes, that is partially my bathroom break.
You don't want to lose a piece in the toilet and flush it. You'll never get it back. It's not like Curious George where you can just go to the doctor and get it removed from your stomach.
That was like my favorite one.
Never mind.
Yeah.
What? Curious George was curious and ate the puzzle piece.
Yeah, but the puzzle piece. You just implied that I dropped it.
I'm not
going to fish it out of the toilet and eat it, Kevin.
No, but you might fish your poop out of the toilet and eat it.
My dogs probably would.
Anyway, moving along.
I received in the mail all of my Type Wild gear and such. I still need to record it.
So last month.
I'm a little behind. I know. That's why I'm just quitting life. But I did. I did buy the Technic stuff, and it should be on its way, Mandarake style. Sapporo had everything. It was cheaper than HLJ and only like $2 more than AmiAmi. So I was like, purchase. I think it only cost like $90-something with the exchange rate. It was amazing. So that's a thing. And then, let's see. I didn't get to talk about my Black Friday shopping. So, all we really did is we went to Target and bought a Blu-ray player, a $50 Blu-ray player that's regularly $120, so we saved $70 there. And then we bought, like, a bunch of fucking things, like, dirt cheap. We went, like, Arrow for $15 and Supernatural for $15 and spent, I think, a total of, like, $90 and got, like, 10 things or something like that.
They were at Target. Those were $10.
No, I think the ones I got were $15.
Well, you got ripped off.
I don't know. I don't remember. I'd have to look at the receipt. I don't know. All I know is I got them dirt fucking cheap. And then we went to Walmart the next day and bought like a bunch of DVDs for like $10 or less. I did find the Gargoyles Season 2 Volume 2. And I got the DuckTales movie, Treasure of the Lost Lamp, because fuck yeah, DuckTales. DuckTales. Woohoo. So that happened. And then, let's see, what else I did? Kaylee broke my Zoronos figure. I don't really know how that happened. I was very sad. She, like, hit it. I found it. I'm like, I know he was missing because he fell. And I find him, his mask is broken off. I'm like, you did this? Walks away. I'm like, no, come back. You didn't answer the question. But, so I was kind of mad about that. Then I was even more mad because I had to buy a brand new fucking TV because we bought that Blu-ray player and then we opened it up and we're like, fuck, there's no cable because that's how they get you. So we go out and bought an HDMI cable to hook it up with. Went to plug it into my projection TV. I'm going to find out that this TV that we bought when we bought the house because it was already there doesn't have an HDMI port. So we were like, fantastic. I can't use this player. So we went and bought, like, a TV and a TV stand from Best Buy last weekend on sale. So that was fun.
We both got new TVs. That's exciting.
Right? And then, what did we do? Went to, what else? The only Black Friday shopping I think I did. We went to Walmart and bought all that stuff. And then we went and, we went and bought, like, wedding rings on sale on Black Friday. And, like, that was, like,
well, I'm sorry. Go on.
We're bored. Like, not bored, but, like, well, I have a coupon, and it's Black Friday, so shit's on sale. And I have a card, so I'm like, oh, well, I get, like, however many months interest-free to pay for this. So I saved, like, we saved, like, $500 on that, because that was a thing. The Aerosol just killed himself because he couldn't take it anymore.
No, I'm right here.
It was I heard Dawson trying to get in again.
Fucking lock that door down. God damn.
Dawson tried to get in. He had the door open, but I kind of pulled it shut.
The Aerosol kicked off his fingers and just closed it again. It's like, fuck you.
If you're in the same car at the same time, the world will explode, kick.
Right, that's why.
Yes.
I just didn't want to share the back seat.
You're all sprawled out, you're good to go.
I'm laying down back here.
Kevin fell out of the passenger seat.
Nope.
Oh, there you are.
Oh my god.
You got back in. Dawson's had to kill you.
For some reason, there's like this one spot. If I put my phone or something on the computer, on that one spot, it like shuts the computer off or something. Like,
okay, don't do that.
I told I was upset because Awesome's not here to hear the story because I fucking didn't get to tell. I told these idiots after the last time I recorded the podcast without Dawson. So when we bought ORAS, we went to GameStop and I purchased it. And when we go there, Kaylee just runs around and plays on the video game machines. Like a crazy person. Like she fucking runs around and she goes and plays on the Wii U and the PlayStation and shit. So I buy my thing. I talk to the employees. I'm just letting her do whatever because I'm like, fuck it. I don't care. We're in GameStop. She can't destroy anything. I mean, she could, but she's not smart enough how to know how to destroy it. So I'm leaving and she's over there playing on the Vita and there's this black lady and her kids right there by the PS4 and the Vita. And I go over to the lady, like, yeah, she's in there playing all of them. I was like, yeah, she does that. And this little boy, who had to have been about, like, I don't know, 7 years old or so, is like, he turns to Kaylee and he goes, excuse me, ma'am, can you show me how to work this so the game starts? You want to play some, like, NBA basketball game. Kaylee, without saying a word, puts down the Vita, takes one step over to the PS4 controller, looks up at the screen, hits a few buttons, starts it, hands him the controller, and just goes back to what she's doing. Just like there, just take it. Just do what you want. It's not that hard, dumbass. But I guess that's what she was thinking. And he's like, thank you. So I'm not sure if it's funnier that my, at the time, 3-year-old had to show this child twice her age how to work the controller, or the fact that he said excuse me ma'am to a 3-year-old. But
at least he has manners.
Exactly, that's all I said. At least he has manners. Most of them just think rob stores or something. I don't know what they do. We saw the Hunger Games. That was a thing. I've been playing Pokemon. So I promised the story to George because it's a funny story. So I've been doing this like a madman, playing every fucking Pokemon game thing. Well, it hit December, and I'd been meaning to go through Black 2 and White 2 and go get some winter Pokemon, or the shit that only comes out in winter. And I had forgotten for days, like, Shiny Beldum, Shiny Beldum. So I'm like, all right, I need to fucking do this. So I go to the bathroom with my DS, and I can't just bring one. I got to bring all three because I'm like a crazy fucking person. And I'm doing all this leveling up things, filling the Pokedex on Pearl. So I had Pearl going on the DS, and then I had Black 2 going.
I made it!
Oh, shit!
I had to use a different computer.
Oh, goddammit, now I have to share the back seat with him.
I just, like, jumped into the back seat, landed right on top of Aerosol.
Head right in Aerosol's crotch. And I had Black 2 and White 2 going on the DSi, and then I had Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire going on the 3DS. I'm doing all three at once, trying to hit the buttons and do the right thing and pay attention to all three screens at once. It was pure madness, but it was awesome. I've never played three Pokemon games at one time, but it was damn well worth it. So that's the thing I've been doing. And I keep getting told, you, of all the things you could teach Kaylee, you're teaching her to play Pokemon. I said, yes. I taught her how to sit there and level up things. Today we were playing, I caught Ralts on Soul Silver, and I walked her through it. She did it. I caught the female Ralts because I had needed one to be a Gardevoir. And I said, okay. So, you know, switch to Ampharos, do this, do that. I said, okay. I said, now we got to do the whole process over again and catch a boy because I need Gallade. So she did it. She walked around, found a boy Ralts. I said, okay, talk me through it. She took the DS. She goes, switch to this yellow one. So what's his name? I forgot. It's Ampharos. She goes, yeah, switch to Ampharos. She goes, then hit the red button and use the bottom right attack. There's this thunder wave to paralyze it. She goes, then hit this button and get a Pokeball. I said, there we go. Very good. And then she caught it, and I was very proud. This is what I do with my free time.
Well, what you can do is now you can hire her to catch your Pokemon for you.
Right, well, you know, I outsourced.
So it'll go faster.
You know, I outsourced. I was at my parents' house, and I was, I've been doing all that leveling up on Pearl. I gave her the DS with Pearl while I was playing one of the ones on the DSi or something, 3DS. And I said, this is what I want you to do. run around this little area. When you run into something, hit this button, switch to, I don't know if it was Machamp or Glaceon or whatever it was, switch to this person. Use this attack, and just keep doing that. My mother's over there cooking dinner. She's like, I don't know what you just said. That didn't make any sense at all to me. Kaylee got every word of it. Did it like a champ. It's like, there we go.
Like a Machamp.
That's right. I'm just outsourcing to Kaylee.
Son of a bitch.
Makes her happy. She'd say, I did it. I beat him. I won. Well, that's right. Now do it again. Over and over again for the next 3 hours. So that guy evolves.
This is called grinding. It's awful.
It's awful. But if I can use child labor to do it, I'm like the worst.
Fair enough.
But now all she does is ask every week, watch Ben and 10. Kaylee, Ben and 10's over. There is no more Ben and 10.
Can you say comments about Ben and the number 10?
I thought it might have been a new ice cream brand.
It's December. Where's that supposed announcement?
Right?
I was expecting that shit on December 1st.
I was expecting it midnight on December 1st. Like, immediately. Ben 10, whatever verse. Ben and 10's excellent adventure.
So I think that's it. Dawson is here now. He can one-ups, or maybe he got kicked to the back of the line for aerosol. I don't know how that works.
I really don't have anything of value to say.
Yeah, that's about being Dawson.
Well, before I get into our weekly food discussion, I will mention that I've actually been steadily catching up on Yu-Gi-Oh! Arc 5.
I saw that. How is it?
I'm up to about episode 23 or so, and it's a lot better than I was giving it credit. It's actually gotten pretty interesting.
Oh, that's good news.
So,
I get in a Yu-Gi-Oh! Mood.
It's starting to introduce these little elements that kind of tie back into the previous series.
Oh, really? Like the storylines or just like aspects of them?
Little aspects here and there. Like, they mentioned a duel academy at one point. There was a motorcycle duelist who showed up, and
finally,
from what I understand, this group of rogue duelists who have been attacking people, they appear to be from, was it New Domino City? From
Neo
where
Domino
Jax
City?
Is from? Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
But what's really neat is that one of them, whenever he attacks them, attacks other people, the penalty for losing is to be turned into a card. It's exactly like what Pegasus did back in season 1.
Or so, SPD.
So it's interesting. I like that they're still like really using all of the different summoning techniques. Like, it wasn't just a one-off, hey, we still remember that we have these. It's like, they're actually pretty important factors. And the episode I just got done with, Yuya just used Pendulum Fusion, which was pretty neat. So, it's been pretty okay. Yeah.
It's neat that they kind of acknowledge things more from the previous series. It's like, because after GX, I mean, 5Ds was pretty clearly still in the same world, but it was far in the future. But after GX, everything else was so disconnected, especially once you get into Zexal, you almost wonder if it was just an alternate dimension.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of still wondering that. Because some of the stuff that they've been doing with these rogue duelists makes it seem like it is.
Maybe.
Still, I don't know. It's so weird. They've been kind of giving us little bits at a time, so I still don't know entirely what's up.
I haven't known what's up since Sexel. But maybe it is. This is an alternate universe where everyone looks like they were drawn to be in Beyblade. Probably what it is. Like, because it got super different when it happened with Zexal in tone and in style and everything.
Yeah.
It's really strange. Apparently there's going to be a new movie that there's like a silhouette of Yugi and Kaiba. They're like, hey, Digimon did silhouettes of their old characters. Let's do that.
Maybe they're going to make figure arts of
duel monsters.
I want figure arts elemental heroes.
That'd be pretty cool. Arts, red eyes, Asian man.
But no, moving on to our food talk.
I had that pretzel crust cheese Little Caesar's pizza tonight. It was pretty balls nuts.
Right?
No, it was so really jealous. Good. I was like surprised because the last time I had Little Caesars, it wasn't that good, but I'm like, holy crap, this is like a cheese dream.
It's a pretzel and the cheese. It like changes you.
I know, and it's only $6. Like every time I took a bite, I would just say, this was only $6.
I hate you guys.
It's so good.
We had Taco Bell for dinner. That was good.
I had meatloaf.
Oh, Brian.
You had the worst of choices.
And it was pretty good, though.
But it wasn't the Jeep cheese pizza. Wait, did I say
no, it wasn't. It wasn't the pretzel pizza, though. That's
it was pretty damn good.
Well, you know, speaking of pizza, though, I did see this week that Pizza Hut announced that they are making a Doritos crust pizza.
Dear God, Doritos getting around.
I saw that.
And I love this because it's just a stuffed crust pizza with Doritos on it. But I love this this tagline. This chip will change everything.
This is the one chip. But,
so I got really excited for this because as Brian and I were talking about Taco Bell a couple of weeks back, I love the Doritos tacos.
So
and so I was really looking forward to this until I read that it's currently only available in Australia.
What the hell? Australia?
Well, time to pack up. Let's go.
In Mad Ben's world, it's available world round. Except only like for the upper level people, not the slave labor camps that inhabit all the world, apparently.
So,
next
yeah.
thing you know, there's going to be the Doritos Burger King. It's just like a burger with two giant triangles for the bun. Then the Doritos Blizzard at Dairy Queen is next. Doritos getting around.
But the difference is that like Taco Bell and Pizza Hut are all like the same company.
Kentucky Fried Taco Hut.
Yeah, they used to have like those triple fusion stores. There's only like one in existence here still. It's like a portal to the 90s.
We have a Taco Bell that has a Pizza Hut together, so I can get breadsticks. That makes me happy. I can get tacos and breadsticks. And then we have a KFC that's also a Long John Silver, which means instead of potato wedges, you get like disgusting In-N-Out Burger
fried
French
Long
fries.
John Taco Hut.
Right.
I only see those Kentucky Fried Long John Silver merged restaurants anymore. Like I never see them apart.
It's like the universes like collided on each other and then they never fixed it. We do have a KFC A&W here.
I hated going to the KFC, the Long John Silver's one, because I liked the KFC potato wedges, but you couldn't get them in favor of the Long John Silver French fries, which were disgusting the time that I had them. Like, now that I think about it, it kind of does remind me of the In-N-Out Burger fries. Just
they had shrapnel.
Like, these fries have been peed on.
I still love our trip to In-N-Out, and I was like, I wish I hated this more, but it's just okay.
It was
pretty average.
It to be bad, so I...
It was way worse than when we were there the first time.
Yeah. I was still looking forward to just shitting all over it, but... Yeah,
Aerosol missed out. He did.
You missed out on the worst ones the time before.
Like,
should have been there when it was so bad.
I think for the next Mortal Kombat, we're going to take Aerosol to the shitty In-N-Out Burger and specifically ask, like, can you pee on these fries? Our friend needs the full In-N-Out Burger experience.
Can you pretend to be my grandmother in the alley? Now it'll be dirty, but...
So yeah, I'm sorry we ended up talking about pizza 2 weeks in a row, but I had to mention the Doritos thing.
I had to mention my amazing experience tonight.
I had to mention my Morphin Life. Oh wait, that's somebody different. He mentioned that.
I just love food.
I think Ryan was touching it tonight.
Me.
Sorry, go around. We're gonna be a while.
Where am I?
Gone.
What you guys at home can't see is that we're currently recording this from within a drive-thru, so we're actually at Taco Bell right now.
We should have done that at Morphicon. Why didn't we do that?
Because we didn't leave the hotel.
True. The first night you guys were asleep while I watched iCarly and America's Got Talent.
We all just fucking passed out.
It seemed a better use of my time to be asleep.
That's just your life.
Look, I have things to do that require sleep. Like sleep.
Mm-hmm. See, we got there and it was all quiet and then we went to sleep. And when we woke up, we were surrounded by nerds.
I love how we tried so hard to avoid it, and then Mr. S, like, pulled us right into the shark pit. And, like, we go downstairs, half of us didn't have shoes on. Like, all of a sudden, it was just swarms of people. There's a guy with an afro charging us. It was just terrifying. The room started spinning. We're going to now do the episode of Drake and Josh where the aliens come.
I didn't have this problem before Dawson was here.
There could only be one.
Okay. So
Brian likes donkey boners.
What did you guys put the title as?
You'll find out.
Okay. It was probably better than what mine was going to be.
What was yours going to be?
I'm not going to say it now in case I need it for later. It's okay. Pretty bad.
Maybe it was ours.
The one they picked was pretty bad, too. So.
It was.
I was struggling for a ninnies pun.
Oh, we went with a
God damn
pun.
It! We didn't think of a ninnies.
With a what pun?
Technic pun.
Technique?
We could have called it, like, the ninnies, like the nanny.
But... I thought about that, but I thought Aerosol would, like, tar and feather me for that. So I was like, no, better throw that one out.
Thanks. Last week was shut the front door, guys. You already deserve to be tired.
I almost did, but I'm a frog gun. You know, because of, like, Adam and that frog thing where it looks like they just picked up the Zord from GoBusters and pointed it at somebody.
Well, we should have gone with Yo Gamera Gamera Gun.
God damn it.
Start over. Let's go back to the beginning. I want to get the Matt voice and do Yo Gamera Gamera Guns.
Oh, Matt. Try so hard.
Fuck. Wish I had my thinking cap on. I'm just going to be mad the rest of the podcast.
Ninja toys.
So stuttering ninjas.
The ninjas toys were designed by a committee of schizophrenic people at Icon House. They could not figure out what they wanted to do.
So they did everything.
They're like, let's make some mutated tumor megazords, and then make Bop-It for the changer, and then we'll point a frog at people.
How do you get Bop-It out of that?
It just looks so colorful, like I just want
to. It's a sword with a pinwheel on it.
It's got so many colors.
I can kind of see it.
See?
It's got buttons.
No, I kind of see it, too. I just think Dawson's an idiot.
I like the person that tweeted at me, bop it. Morph it. Now I want a bop it changer. This can be it.
The brake gunner is kind of like a bop it.
How?
You're an idiot.
It's more like a Perkinsizer. Or a Perkinsizer. Man Perkins.
I'm feeling skinny, Tony.
God.
Here we go.
This is reference overload. We haven't even gotten into the news. We're just...
We're, like, circling it, like... Vultures.
Alright, so obviously since we're talking about the Bop-It sword, the sword is called, at least according to my article, the Ninja Ichibanto. That's a mouthful.
You don't like
which
the Ichiban
is
Katana?
Significantly less of a mouthful than Shinobi Ichiban Katana.
Ryan named that one.
The last kanji in the name can be read as toe or katana, which are both swords, so it's not like it's really that big of a difference. But one sounds better than the other one, so. Anyway. So that's a... I like the concept of a sword changer, but I know it's going to make for a really weird toy because sword toys always suck.
I really want, when we if we get to it, for ours to be like a million times better, like do like Mega Blade levels of making it like a more accurate size, because Japan has like really crappy swords. The handle, Ken, is like a wheel with a toothpick attached to it. It's like, it's pretty pathetic.
I don't know why, but it's only now just hitting me that the transformation device is a sword.
It took me forever. I kept looking through the scan saying, where's the fucking morpher? Where is it? Like, I was raiding the joint, and someone's like, oh, it's the sword. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, because, okay. I mean, we have a sword every year.
Yeah.
You just kind of glance over it. And it didn't occur to me that this is kind of, it's kind of unique. I mean, with Kyuriger, it's like, oh, the transformation device is a gun. That's kind of cool.
And that out, a sword.
So I don't know. It's only now just hitting me.
It's crazy talk.
And before people say we can't adapt it because we can't use a sword as a morpher, even though we just used the gun, people will still say it.
Yeah, I like the sword. And then it comes with a little red shuriken.
All the shinobi shurikens do have, that's like reverse my name. They all have lights and sounds, so that's cool.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They all got that little bubble next to them that's like, light, sounds, except it's in kanji, and it's all yellow and blue and stuff.
Well, I just thought it was referring to the sword had lights and sounds.
The only reason I know it's the shurikens is because it's on the buckle, and I know the buckle doesn't have electronics.
Oh, I didn't actually look that close at the buckle. But, yeah, I mean, like, I didn't get to talk about this last week, but I really love these suits and their naming system of using Japanese colors. I just think it's kind of different and cool. And
that's going to be a pain in the ass to remember.
Make sure it's awesome. I noticed that it's a bunch of it. It's the 3rd and 9th anniversary of using Japanese words in the name. It's the 30th anniversary of having pink and yellow. And it's the 10th anniversary of the last time they used a male yellow. So anniversaries galore for this season. That's fun.
Shoot me now.
We're going to have a big crossover movie all about it.
The Go Rangers change man of the Magi Rangers.
I did see someone point out on this little promotional poster, there's a bunch of different multicolored slashes in the background, mm-hmm. five of which correspond to the colors of the ninjas, but one of them's green. So six people Ranger are kind confirmed. Of yeah, people are kind of theorizing
I'm
that
telling you,
maybe
the Ninny of Ninnies is on his way.
I have Ninny of Ninnies.
Anyway, we have a Sergeant Frog gun.
Oh my god. I didn't even think about that.
Schizophrenic committee.
I'm sure he did.
That was the first thing he said.
Well, I don't pay complete attention. I'm sorry.
See that Kiefer hates you.
Kiefer's been with us since the beginning. He's been a fan since before the podcast even happened.
That is
he did reviews at episode 0. Don't fact check me on any of this, but
it's
true.
Proto RRR.
Proto. Anyway. So the next page we got the
Gamma gun.
The frog gun. And I love this thing to death. Like I like frogs a lot. Frogs are neat. Greninja's my homeboy. And
Brian likes the tongue.
I like the concept of a frog gun. I don't get it. I mean I get it, but I don't get it. I mean, frogs are correlated with ninjas for whatever reason. I don't know the exact history behind that. I just know it's a thing.
I never thought to think about that, like to like truly look back and like, why did they associate that with ninjas?
I mean, it's in Naruto. Adam. It was in Kakuranger, Ranger. So it's a thing. I don't know the history behind that, but
Adam,
frogs and ninjas are like homies.
I think it was JDF. Oh, man, it's Johnny. Quick, get him. He's going to see that gun. It's Johnny. And then he just tackles the gun.
And so I really like it. It's adorable.
And it gives you the Aoi Ninja.
Ow Ninja.
Are we supposed to say Ninja? Because I'm going to feel like a hick saying that all the time. Is it supposed to be Ninja, or are you supposed to pronounce it Ninja?
No one knows yet. I mean, it's hard. There's no spellings or pronunciations.
Japan, I know. They don't spell or pronounce things correctly. We know this.
Until we see it romanized. I mean, it's going to be ninja anyway. But how we say it here without the Japanese accent will depend on how it's spelt romanized.
Well, why would we say it without a Japanese accent?
But either way, it's going to end up being ninja, so you better get used to it.
God, that's so awful.
People watching my reviews.
Unless they spell it ninja, I mean, I guess it's a possibility. Ninja like would be without the long A, though. So.
I feel like I'm stuttering when I say ninja. Like fucking, like, the water boy or something. Ninja, mama said ninja.
Gatorade.
God damn it. I'm going to stop this car and get in the back seat with Arizona.
Water.
One of you guys can drive while we cut ourselves.
Oh, it'll be Kevin. I don't drive.
I did not sign up for that.
I saw a car completely flipped over at Walmart today.
What the
and you were like, Kevin must be
where's
driving.
Where's the story behind that? What kind of breakneck speeds are you doing at Walmart? Like, it was completely on a top. I was like, get out of the car. It's going to catch fire. Watch Grand Theft Auto. Like, how did that happen in Walmart? That's what I want to know. It wasn't
in the
Walmart. I love
that this comes up now. Right now.
It was crazy. Because we saw an ambulance, and I'm like, oh, we're in another accident. All of a sudden, there's a car upside down. I'm like, oh, shit. But how did it happen?
You know how hard you have to roll back prices to flip a car?
The price match guarantee I don't want. What was crazy about it is that Friday commercials was going on the whole time. This isn't even Black Friday. It's just Wednesday. What the hell? It's pretty crazy. And what was crazy is that it was a giant van that was flipped over, and the other car that hit it was like a little sedan. I'm like, what the hell? Is that like the superhero of sedans?
Like a
super sedan.
It got Miracru fluid put into it. It's pretty crazy.
It was the Roy of sedans.
I think Roy just showed up and flipped the car. It's probably what happened.
Oh, God.
So our next toy is this shuriken thing.
Yeah.
Which turns into multiple weapons. I don't really like it very much. It just looks big and clunky, and I don't know. I'm not really interested in it.
It might be cool in the show, but the toy's going to suck. I know that much.
The thing that comes with the Key Ninja?
Yeah.
Shuriken? Yeah, I looked at it, and I was like, what the fuck? What's going on here? I don't know why we have this. Like, I get it. It's like, no, like, Magi Ranger did that with their magic stick, and he can turn it into, like, a bow and a sword and a stick.
Yeah. You know,
and a dildo or something, and I guess this is like a bow and a claw and a, what the fuck does Red have?
A sword.
Sword, another sword. All right, cool, because he needs more than one.
You know, it was kind of a cool weapon that had that idea of being multiple. I mean, it wasn't like the coolest design, but in terms of the way they transform, was the trans dagger. It makes so much sense why they called it the trans dagger, like with transvestites. But because it, like, but oh, I mean, it wasn't like amazing looking, but I love the way it just transformed in like five different weapons, and it was a really fun toy just to mess around with.
Dawson likes trannies. He like, he's really
I like trannies. Really, oh, really? Oh, I meant daggers. Just pulls out the dagger. This thing's fun. He'd be like, pew pew pew, I'm a mechanic.
But they do
these
have
two daggers,
the...
and you have big boobs.
Fuck you, you whore.
Exactly.
They do have a buckle, a ninin buckle that gives you the Shiro Ninja. The Shiro Ninja shuriken, and I guess it holds two shuriken. That's
you have an arrow mobile.
It's the arrow cave. You see what you started.
That holds them on like the sides.
Yeah, that's supposed to in the buckle, in some awkward way.
That'd be really cumbersome if they had to open up the buckle to take a shuriken out. Let's be stealthy. Clunk, clunk. Clunk. Okay, I'm ready. The buckle makes loud clunking noises now.
And then what we didn't talk about yet, unless I was asleep, was the Goten shuriken.
Goten? Had, like, what's he doing here?
The Goten gives you these five elemental attacks. Fire, water, wood, gold. What? Gold. Ryan, you wrote gold, you fucker.
Hashtag
that's
gold
what
bender.
It is. That's the kanji for gold.
And ground. Why would you... What would gold do, Brian? Like you just throw money at the opponent?
It's basically metal.
Make it rain, son.
You pelt them with coins.
So gold member reference.
My Vinky was a key.
There we go.
I love gold.
Got it.
Smoke at a pancake?
Pipe at a crepe?
Bong at a blink?
Basically, Japan's days of the week are all named after elements. And I forgot what day of the week it was because I'm awful and don't remember anything.
It's Wednesday.
But
Thursday.
Actually, Kinyobi, is it Wednesday? I don't remember, but that one's named after gold. So gold's like a big deal in Japan, so just deal with it.
Well, gold member is your mother.
The element of gold.
They added it to their dub of Avatar. Like water, fire, earth, air, gold. Like.
All right, so jumping over to the action figures.
Oh, wait, hold on. I gotta get to another article I gotta open. Fuck. Fuck.
Action Heroes.
Suck it, everyone.
This one wasn't written by Brian.
They're so muscly. They're destroying Japan's culture.
Anyway. So we've got the Nin Nin action series.
They even called it that. I love it. I love it. They even called it action series.
Each figure has the Ichibanto, the Yo Gabba Gabba gun, and their version of the Karakuri hand, the shuriken thing.
They come with Kakuri balls?
Yes.
They also come with your own steroids that you can take to make yourself look like the figure.
Yeah. They're like, I mean, it's hard to know completely without having it in hand, but looking at the picture, they're flat out using the Bandai America Action Hero molds that we've been using for Super Mega Force.
We don't have to wait.
I don't know why you would use that, because the Japanese toys traditionally are so much better than the American toys, and I don't know why you use an American mold for a Japanese toy. That's just like taking the quality way down. Fuck Bandai of America.
I don't know what people's problem is with them saying, like, have you seen the, like, look at the InSpace figure or the Time Force figure, where they look like they're ridiculously roided out. These really aren't that muscly. They're just
they're
more like
Arnold Schwarzenegger in the 80s.
The muscle ones we have now are the 6.5 inch armor ones. These ones aren't that bad at all. They're not as good as like the Jungle Fury mold, but they're pretty decent. I don't know what people are freaking out about.
Oh, they're so muscular. I'm like, have you seen those old ones? Cause
yeah, like they're ridiculous.
You could like have like cloth on that figure.
Their heads are smaller than their boobs. Like, it's ridiculous. It's stupid the way people are complaining about it.
But you can
your balls too.
You can tell they're cheaper because they're only 1,500 yen. Their figures usually run about 25 to 3,000. So they're definitely cheaper to kind of push towards the fact that they're using an action hero mold. So that's cool or weird, however you wanna.
We don't have to wait that long.
I know, it's
Power Rangers Ninja whatever.
It's like I'm gonna get these and I won't even have to buy the US ones. I'll just review them again.
I found them first sighting. Just take the toys with you and take a picture of it on the shelf at Toys R Us. Why is it out of package? Shut up.
Why is it out of package? I was just so excited. You have no idea. Take a picture of the package. I ate it.
Just it's in like a piece of cardboard. It says Power Rangers Ninjas.
Power Rangers,
I wonder what they're going to call it.
We have the Sentai Hero series, all five of those, and then we have...
They go red, blue, yellow, white, pink.
Thank you.
In case anyone cares.
Glad we stopped.
I care.
To do that.
I care. Fuck you.
We also have a little vinyl of Shinobi Maru, red Smekka. So that's kind of cool.
Go kiss my ass.
That'll be the only one we get of that. So enjoy that singular piece of vinyl right there.
I'm looking at you, Gabutera.
It'll be called 01, but
there won't be a 0.
There won't be a 0. I learned in school you shouldn't do that unless you plan to have a second number 2.
I would love to have vinyls of all the Chiryuzu dinosaurs.
Yeah,
right.
I'm really upset at that.
They did all the little rubber ducky engines that were like the holograms. I have them all.
Five of them. They did five of them.
That's all of them.
There's 12.
That's more
of them
than one. Five is more than one. This much I know.
And this from the guy who hates math.
Math is the enemy of all that is good.
So let's talk about that mecha.
Speaking of bad things.
I like this mecha.
I think it's ugly.
I think
it looks
you're
like
ugly.
A tumor fungus mushroom head. It's big. It looks like a super villain is sitting on there piloting a fungus mushroom that's coming to destroy us all. It's and then he can become auxiliary, so he can become a blue or a green tumor. So there's that.
It's not a tumor.
It is. I've seen it.
Okay, so I like the idea of both red and blue being able to serve as either, you know, chest and head or arms. I don't like the look of everything.
it gets just a little doggy.
It just doesn't. Okay, I can't avoid it. Why the hell is there a dump truck and a train? I told you,
schizophrenic committee, Eichenhouse.
Ninjas traditionally use dump trucks to get around feudal Japan.
That's how they're stealthy. Like, no one's going to suspect there's a ninja in here. If this rolls through an enemy base, they're like, oh, it's just a construction worker. And he comes out, he's like, ninja. They say ninja after every kill. That's a fact. When they stab someone, they just say ninja and then run away and stab the next person. And then they throw a shuriken in someone's throat and say ninja.
Like, there's so much of this that just doesn't make sense. Like, okay, shinobi. Cool, fine. Dragon. It's, you know, fine, okay. That's the mythical animal. Dog.
I like dragon.
That's a little stupid, but fine. Whatever. Even the elephant, I'm cool with. But dump truck, train, and UFO?
Okay, hold on. The train, all right? You see a train coming through. You're thinking, oh, it's just the Tokugers. No real danger there. All of a sudden, a ninja jumps out and shurikens your ass.
Especially since you can't even see the Tokugers train, so it just he jumps out of nothing.
Exactly. I think Wonder Woman's invisible jet. She just jumps out of nothing. Could be on the bathroom, on the toilet. You don't know. On the bathroom. I don't know how the fuck that works.
Couldn't they have made them into animals or something just to keep some kind of theme?
UFO. I think it's Invader Zim coming.
It could have been a snake. It could have easily been just a big pink snake.
It just could have been Ghostly
really
Snake
weird.
Again.
I would love a big pink
think
snake.
Think about it. This is, unless I'm forgetting something that happened before, this is the second Megazord that becomes a dragon. Think about how awesome the last one that became a dragon was and how put together it was. This is not put together.
Your mom's put together.
What was the last one, Gosei?
Mystic.
No, Mystic. It actually turns into a
right.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, it's kind of a bitch to transform, but it's all put together and it looks nice and it doesn't look like it needs to go get a tumor removed.
It's just a tumor.
It's so messy. I mean, I'll buy it, but it's messy. Like, I told Aerosol and George, I think we got catfished. They're like, oh, look, these really cool suits. And then you open it up, and their profile picture did not look the same.
I equated this to the child that I no longer love. Because it's just like, you know, you raise it for so many years, and then one day it's like, Daddy, I'm a dump truck. And then I just stare out the window longingly, wondering what kind of life I could have had if I had married someone else.
Aerosol's generation isn't cool with their kids wanting to be dump trucks.
You raise a child and they break your Zoretto's figure art. You're like, where did I go wrong?
I'm just picturing Aerosol looking out the window with that, this city. Mentality.
We built
child, you have failed the city.
Okay, and roll.
I think I know why they blurred the pictures out in the first place. We're trying to improve it.
I'm going to flip a little here and
penis
comment about the fact that I really like it and it's my friend. It's late. This is how my mind works.
Moving along from what Brian said, we get an auxiliary that's this awesome green elephant. I love said elephant. I think the elephant is a fantastic mecha, and I like the look of the elephant sitting in the middle of the Mechazord.
I'm sorry, I still can't get past the fact that Brian's, like, rebuttal was, it's my friend.
Don't make fun of it.
Well, I can't fully explain it. I think it's just the fact that it's so unique to the fact that nothing makes sense that I enjoy it a lot. I like the fact that you can switch out the middle pieces, and then red becomes an arm or something like that. I don't know where half of the dump truck goes in some of the other formations.
Probably the butt.
If that arm just pops off and you have to sit it down on the table, then I quit. Because that's stupid. He's no longer my friend if that's the case.
Brian and I just lost a friend on the air, folks.
I don't know. I like it, and I don't want to make judgments until things are explained. If they're explained, if they're not, then okay, it's like, okay, call them a bunch of nut jobs. But from what I've heard, it's that the Shinobi clans, I don't know which one I'm from, I'm still trying to discover my path. Like, there's a vehicle group, an animal group, and like a humanoid group. And so all the robots are going to be based in one of the three groups.
So then I can't imagine from here, you say we got the vehicle, humanoid, and animal group here. We got the animal, got the elephant here, got the UFO.
What is it? Are you trying to sell us something?
The UFO, is that the humanoid, that the vehicle, what you going to make that to be? You got to see a little person in the middle there in the center with the Megazord. What you going to do there, Brian?
Well, the UFO is clearly a vehicle. They all
but
have... But
your mother got the vehicle.
The elephant's got a humanoid mode, too. Maybe there's only two groups, and some of them can just shut up.
Only two groups. The survivors and the others.
You don't talk about a thing you know. You don't know. You just do make things up. You're guessing.
Maybe I am making it up. You don't know.
You're guessing.
I'm a reputable guesser.
I do your nail?
That's an official title. I do
your nail. I really like the UFO one, though. He's got a funny hat and a cool gun.
You don't have boyfriend. That's why you don't have boyfriend.
Well, you know, as ugly as I think this is right now, I hope that by the end of the year, we just get all the Zords to combine into one giant Uggo. Because I miss being able to just put everything in one thing. I hate this leave stuff behind. Like, that's why I didn't buy the... whatever the brick one's called from here. Tokyo. Because, with the exception of the movie mech and, like, the auxiliaries, I can fit the main guys together. And I want, like, a giant, like, Uggo Tumor Ultrazord.
Because as ugly
as these can look, it's, like, an impressive feat. Like, this is how I spent my year. Making this giant samurai robot that's sitting over here and this giant... animal car stack that's sitting over here. It's like, this is my life. This is my accomplishment.
I'm sorry. If that's your life, we really need to reevaluate what you do.
No, I like doing that.
The moral of the story is that I like everything
awesome.
For now.
Because I can just see Brian's review. I recommend this because he's a good friend. He listens. He agrees about the amount of fudge in cookies. He understands things.
He understands me.
Shurikenshin has a dragon tail sword.
That is very true. He does. The elephant's got like an axe or something like that.
What the hell is this doing?
Power axe.
Jumping around.
Oh, there it is. Not a power axe. No, that's not it.
Drive-type formula stuff starting to slowly find its way onto the interwebs, but we'll talk more about that next week since it's not all together yet.
Yeah, type formula revealed. It's a silhouette. That's not revealed. That's like the opposite of revealed, you fucking Togu goobers. Sorry. They're just so on top of that revealed button lately. Same thing with what the fuck are these guys called? The ninnies. They're like, ninny mecha revealed, and you click on the picture, and it's just a giant splotch. I'm like, oh, come on. That's so far from revealed. Oops. God, typing this is so weird.
I think Dawson just has a stick up his ass.
You know, that's right.
It's probably his mom's stick.
I think that's it. That was the only bit of news this week.
We I'm excited that I get little dinosaurs of all the dinosaurs.
There's going to be a purple ranger in Dino Charge. Did you guys know that?
No way.
Internet was and freaking out.
There's a purple and a gold together.
I was flipping out what? About the gold last week. There's a purple one now, too?
It's like, what? And clearly, Claire's been fired because of that one picture.
Yeah.
That's not
what's
gonna
even
be
funnier, what's even crazier, is that the purple and the gold are going to be on the screen at the same time.
That means they're not the same person.
That's not for debate, Brian. We don't know for sure.
That's true. I don't know his life.
You don't. It could be that Brian transforms into both the gold and the purple rangers while...
Make purple.
While vigorously masturbating to pictures of Claire and Dawson Ryder having been fused into one person.
I want to fuse with her.
Clawson Ryder.
Is this really an effective use of our time?
No.
The podcast? No.
I invented Glurple, so I'm pretty happy today.
I invented Clawson Ryder. Now it's time for
Glurple, Glurple, Glurple time. Glurp. It's like Grapple, the apple that tastes like a grape.
Superhero time. Tokuger. That's still a show that's on. Kamen Rider Drive. Start your engines. So, Drive's still here. I still attempt to watch it every week. It killed me last week. I went to watch it. I fucking passed out.
Drive popped out of the computer and stabbed Kevin in the heart. And he died. That was a thing that happened. Tokuger, episode 39. This show frustrates me a lot. It tries sometimes. And it's like, you're almost there. And then it's just like, nope, we amount to nothing. And ultimately, that's how I feel. I'm trying to remember everything that happened. The fucking...
Well, I mean, we just had the really generic monster that brings back other monsters from the dead. And so they gotta fight all of them all over again.
Trope accomplished.
Yeah, it's lame. It's boring.
Except
apparently...
This time we got to watch all the old monsters get defeated while they're reminiscing about Akira.
Yeah, because all of the monsters just so happen to remind them of Akira. And he's missing, which is weird.
And he's wearing his Zara
clothes. Why would he not be here? Because, you know, he's never here with us at the same time, usually. That's nuts.
Except on weekends.
The whole thing with... So Schwartz just fucking strolls into his build cave. And is like, yo, it's time. Come on, let's go. And he's like, okay. And then they leave. Like,
together.
They're
hand in hand.
I... Why?
While skipping.
Why this?
You know, if there was any other reason for it, I'd be fine. If there was any... sort of like if Schwartz was controlling him somehow, if it was mind controls, I don't know, something, it'd be super cliche, but at least there would be a reason. And we've already mentioned it a bunch of times the past couple of weeks, but this is just, it's stupid. The only thing they have to go on is Akira promised to team up with Schwartz, but
even if you go off the concept like, oh, maybe he's doing it so that he can get close to Zen and try to kill him, that's their end game anyway. Like, that's the whole point of the show, is to eventually win. So even if he didn't go with Schwartz, he probably would have got that opportunity anyway. So there's ultimately no point for him to agree to this, and he probably could have just stabbed Schwartz with his stick gun thing. That, yeah.
That was amazing. He could stab Swartz with his stick. Gun.
Well, it's the baton, but he like uses it as a laser sometimes. I don't even know how that works, but
I don't know why that still sounds dirty to me. He's a baton, but he used it as a laser.
But it was a frustrating episode. And then next week looks like this weird, like, it's just going to be like events happening over and over again, because it, like, the preview legitimately just showed everything. It's like, oh, Akira attacks Zed, and Akira attacks the Tokujers, and Zed gets the changer, and he transforms, and Grita is in the rainbow line talking to him somehow. And it's like every fucking thing that the show could do is happening in one single episode. And
why would you spread it out?
I know, right? That accurately describes Tokujer. It's like,
Wasn't Kyuger the one that had like the previews that made the episode seem like it was gonna be really dumb, and then it would end up being really cool?
Yeah, this is like reverse.
Okay.
This is, the preview might look mildly interesting, but then the episode sucks. Or the preview just flat out sucks, and the episode sucks. So sometimes it's truthful. But I'm at the point where I just don't particularly care about this show whatsoever. But it's almost over, so.
Like, I'm really hoping that the ninnies get Sentai back on track, because we had three years in a row where I really enjoyed it. We had Gokaiger, GoBusters, and Kuroyuger.
Back on track.
Wait, what? No. You're back on track? Is that what we're laughing at?
Yeah.
Back again.
Like, all three of those were really good. It came off of the back of Gokaiger, which was just, we didn't like it very much. And then we had three good ones, and then now we had this. I guess we were bound to fail, but hopefully it comes back with a vengeance with ninnies. And I heard rumors that Koichi's going to direct stuff, and that would be good because Koichi, heart, and he likes to show leg, a lot of leg.
I thought it was Kunoichi. I was like, what? An LBX is going to direct? It's the new, what? That's what they're doing now that they save the world from terrorism.
All right, cool.
Go home.
I am home.
Welcome further home.
I can't. How? How do I home?
All right, that's all I got for this. Like, I don't have the energy for this show.
If I tried to have any more energy for the show, I would pass out right now live on the podcast.
That's not new, but
classic
Devin. So moving along to Drive, I'm also frustrated with this show.
Why?
So was the mystery of this week the fire, at which point they just solved it that quickly? They're like, we better find out who... Oh, that was that guy. We were just going to say, I didn't even get to finish saying who started the fire, and then we found him. He just outed himself to us.
Fire, but the fire's burning.
Dear God. Ryan started the fire. It was him. Fire
he
guy.
He didn't start the fire.
The only thing I really liked about this episode, which I found to be kind of generic, was I like how type technique works. I like that he's kind of this, like, the smart form.
I like that he has to be cool.
Like, I don't know, I haven't seen one really work like that before, where it's kind of more of a, I guess it makes sense, a technological form, where he's like, super precise, and we've had things, I think, like, Kuga had, like, precision aiming and stuff, but I think it's kind of unique. I like the way it works.
I really liked when, like, he's...
a garbage truck.
I really liked how he's, like, fooling with the thing, and then he just stops, the guy's attacking him, he points the gun behind him and is just firing because he has like that rear view mirror thing going on. I was kind of badass. I like that.
I like the way the form works, but it was a really generic episode. At least Chase didn't stop him this time.
Chase is having an identity crisis. Chase is trying to figure out what the hell's happening with him.
Why do I keep stopping this guy?
He stopped someone else.
The doctor guy was the worst. Like, the campiest villain from Camp Town.
What?
From Camp... The bad guy.
Oh.
It was at least nice that, since it was, like you said, kind of generic, it's not taking up two episodes. It was just a one-and-done, really quick story, which I'm fine with. It's nice to have like just one-off episodes every now and then, even if they aren't like super interesting.
I think that would be good to break the monotony of like the two-parter thing. It's just like every few episodes we just have a little one episode kind of short story, I guess, that we can
get through. You know, I agree with that it's nice to like break up the number of episodes it will take to tell a story, but in the last few weeks, I haven't found the mysteries to be as good. I mean, it's not as if like they started off with these amazing mysteries that I was like, oh my god, this is the best mystery show of all time. But it was enough that it kept me captivated at least somewhat, and then they would kind of lead into the next one. But now they've been really boring. They're like, oh, they're stealing trucks and starting fires that they're not really good at hiding themselves. It's been kind of like, what is this, the B-Team filler episode of Bones? What the hell?
The Roidmutes are kind of bad at their job.
They are. They're terrible.
This is why Case exists, because like, they're becoming too obvious. We need to go reboot them. And they're all just really awful at everything that they do. What got
just
me the
like
most...
Dossum
is a Roidmute. Confirmed. It's not even so much of the fact that the main plot itself was boring, but the beginning of this episode did that stupid audio-visual gag that me and Aerosol hate really bad.
Yeah, the like jittery repeating it constantly kind of thing.
It did it like four times, and I was ready to kill a bitch.
Yeah, I'm tired of that.
I can't stand that at all. And
wait, which thing are you talking about? I don't understand.
When like something stupid happens, like one of the chief's facial expressions with a stupid Zodiac phone, and like he'll make a weird face, and then it'll do that like face scene like three or four times in a row, repeated.
Oh
set
yeah,
to like a really obnoxious gag noise.
That's that annoying. Stuff. Everything about him really is annoying to me.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Him or the guy from the Tokyo Drift episode. Same guy.
Yeah, they need to go away.
You know what I really miss is our really like in-depth, engaging Gaim discussions every week, where we would analyze like every millisecond frame of the episode. And this one, we're like, I think the green guy showed up at one time.
Like, it's not like I hate the show, because when like the goofy side characters are gone and they're actually focusing on something worthwhile, I actually do enjoy it, and the fight scenes I think are really, really fun to watch. But they seem to really sort of drag it down with the forced comedy from the other group, and it's really frustrating, because I don't really feel a sense.
It's got a lot of potential.
It's like a show that doesn't know what it wants to be.
I'm like watching, especially this past few weeks, I'm really confused about the behind-the-scenes direction of the franchise. Because, like, they specifically asked them last year to go back to the old style of, like, before, I don't know, Kabuto? Deno? I think Deno's maybe want to start. I don't know. But, like, the older Heisei style of the more, like, mystery, creepy plots. They specifically asked for it. And then now we're kind of back a little bit to the older style from the last few years. And I want to know, like, did they think that the old style was going to save it, and then it didn't?
Well, I think what was going on is that the natural ratings have been declining year after year after year after year. And they're looking at, like, Wizards ratings, and they're like, well, we need to do something to try to fix this. Let's try to do that old thing, and we'll try that. So they went back to a more serialized approach, and the ratings didn't go up. Naturally, because the ratings continue to be going down. We haven't seen a rating spike for years now. And so they're like, well, shit, that didn't work. Let's go back to the way it was before, except we'll shake it up a little bit every now and then.
Because I was kind of hoping that Gaim was the start of...
Try.
The start of something new. Isn't that like, what is that? High School Musical? I don't know. I don't want to go there. I did. But, I don't know, because I do prefer that old style. I don't necessarily mind them maybe alternating and having a series like Gaim, and then maybe Drive being a little lighter, and then maybe next year being maybe a little more Gaim-like in terms of structure. I don't mind them alternating it. I just hope they don't – like I said, it's not that I hate this show yet, but I hope they don't stick to that older style, because Gaim, I mentioned repeatedly, really brought back what got me into Rider in the first place. And at least they haven't gone completely back to the old formula. I don't see any helper robots. Oh my god, the shift cars with helper robots.
Yeah, they just combined them.
Son of
everything.
A bitch, they combined them.
I love the shift cars. They're some of my favorite characters.
They're really funny, yeah. Though. Like, this
best backstory is Dream Vegas and Dimension Cab. One true pairing. but yeah, I don't know. Like, we'll see where the show goes, but I really hope that they don't stick to one set formula. And like, I really want to know behind the scenes stuff, but because there's not very a whole lot of behind the scenes info, whether it's stuff about that or even just about like tidbits from the show that you can get like you can here, because here you can read stuff about that, like, oh, we decided to go this direction because people weren't liking what we were doing with this character, or the ratings weren't doing good, so we brought back this character. But you don't get a lot of that for Toku, so I like want to know why they're like, let's go back to the old style. Never mind. Let's do the silly facial expressions again. Let's just do double, but this time we're following the cops.
Well, the thing with that about Toku is the whole show runs over the course of a year, and then they move on to a new show, and they start planning next year's show when this one starts. So when Drive starts, they're already planning the show after Drive. So yeah, they're already developing it. I don't know how far into the show they. Like,
well, but see, they're developing the concept right now. Like, look at Gaim's motif had the potential to be very silly. If they would have put it in the hands of like the writers we have now, it could have been a crazy silly show about fruits. But like, but then you put it in the hands of those writers, and look what they did. They made creepy stuff, and so they're. They haven't chosen the writing team yet, I assume.
But like, my thing is like, I don't know how far into Gaim they decide, you know, okay, well, this is how we're going to structure Drive, because whatever we did in Gaim didn't work the way we wanted it to.
Do you know like, what the thing is though? Is that Sentai has some you know various cliches and stuff that it tends to follow, and certain things that remain the same throughout, but I find that Sentai differentiates itself better every year. Every series has a distinct vibe or structure in some way. I mean, even Tokyuger, from Kyoryuger to GoBusters, Gokaiger, and so forth back, they all feel different as compared to where, like, that.
And their ratings are still dropping.
That Double through Forza era. Though the show's tones felt different at times, you could also still feel that same general setup tone, which I'm starting to get from Drive, which I didn't have at the beginning. But I think Sentai does a better job of reinventing itself every year. I think Rider gets too stuck in one set mold.
Yeah.
Rider, I feel like Sentai is their kind of mess-around show, where they're really comfortable
They're messing
with,
around a hell of a lot right now.
They're really comfortable with just changing everything up and doing random things. But Rider's their bigger property. That makes more money for them. And so they're a lot more hesitant to change up Rider. And I think with just the way that the toy sales and ratings were with Wizard, that they did change it up with Gaim. And when things didn't drastically improve in their eyes, they decided to kind of try to revert back. I don't really know, obviously, but that's my assumption, I guess, but... Oh.
Time will tell.
It's frustrating.
It is. Because Drive has a lot of good elements to it, and I'm surprisingly like the suit designs quite a lot, even though I'm not into cars.
Yeah.
Like I said, Technic is based off of a garbage truck, and that's amazing.
A garbage truck.
He's going to hang out with a dump truck from the Ninnies later. They're going to go be stealthy.
I'm a stealthy dump truck.
I don't know. We'll see.
And who knows what's going to happen once Formula comes around and Mach.
Yeah, I mean, the show could easily do a change after Mach gets introduced and Formula comes around and everything.
There always is a little bit of a change once the second rider is introduced anyway.
Right. I'm all for any change that makes us see less of the special, whatever the fuck they're called.
Special unit.
The special, the special Kate Prime
unit. Definitely the special unit.
Special victim special unit.
I was going to go for that.
There's less Ice Tea.
You know, more like Ice Cube, right? No. And I don't know like what their plans are for sticking, but I hope they don't stick to the one main writer and then secondary writer formula. I hope they mix it up a little bit, even if they go back to a slightly lighter style. Like, I'm not saying do a guy writers, but maybe do three, or do like Blade and Nagito did, where they was kind of focused on three or four people at once.
That's how we thought Gaim was going to be until they just kept spitting writers at us.
Yeah, but like, I kind of hope they don't stick to that formula, because it's kind of boring when you're predictably just waiting. Because Sentai even mixes it up. Courier Drew, like, they started spitting Rangers at us and no one expected it. Like,
right?
Like, all of a sudden we found out that there was going to be Rangers for the auxiliary, which was a neat surprise.
Mm-hmm. Never know.
Less Ice Tea, more Coco.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing Ice Cube as a mentor to writers, and I love it.
But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens soon, because, Mach comes in episode 12, I think, so.
Yeah.
And we just did, was it 9? 8?
Yes. 9.
9, so. Dawson likes donkey boners, so that's, it's just going to happen soon, and we're going to see what happens, and I hate myself.
Great, because now it's time for soup. Oh, no.
No, it's
I like Super Mega Force. Fuck everyone.
That's not for several weeks now.
Dino Charge right, Summit so, to Shuki.
Yep, Dino Charge start up the app theme with Shuki.
Oh, there we go.
That's what it's going to be called.
Dinosaur Discussions with Shuki.
It's a retooling.
I like Dinosaur retooling. Discussions with Shuki, where like everyone thinks we're going to talk about Dino Charge, but then each week Brian just reads about like a different dinosaur species.
I would enjoy that.
It'll be like that program at the beginning of Mrs. Doubtfire, where he's just like really boringly explaining things.
It'd be really informative, and I'd enjoy that.
But I'll think about
Brian
it.
Brian has to read it in the Mrs. Doubtfire voice.
Oh god!
No, the boring guy voice. Hello, I can't even do it.
Right. Now it's time for ramble time.
Hello.
Pokemon was on. It was fun, yeah.
Oh, what's her name? Caught a Pokemon.
Oh yeah, it was the Pancham. I forgot it was the Pancham. I like.
They should have called this episode.
I'm behind.
Shit, what's her name? Carly.
Serena.
No. Serena catches a Pokemon. Like Ash catches a Pokemon, but like make a big fanfare out of it because it took her like 44 episodes or something. I made sure to look at the guide. It was like episode 40 something.
I do like that Pancham though.
Yeah, and she finally and she's like, "I want to be your partner." And Finnegan's just like, "Oh, it's okay, Finnegan. You can just be set dressing." It's kind of like with May though, because May's like, "I have a Torchic. Oh, but I want a Beautifly for contest. You just sit over there until you evolve Torchic. I don't need you right now.
I just need Beautifly and Skitty."
But Serena found a dream. She wants to be a not coordinator. It's gonna be great.
She found a dream. They just copied what's her face's.
Pretty much. I'm glad that she found something to do. It makes it sound like I'm like concerned about a family member. But I'm glad they at least gave her something. I don't know what the hell is going on with that. Like, it seemed like they didn't figure it out and they wrote it as they went along, which seems unusual. I mean, Iris and Cylon, yes, I got them right. Didn't have amazing stories or like more going on compared to like Dawn or May. But at least they seemed to know where they were going with them. And this one was just weird. I mean, she practically just stood around for 40 episodes. It's just such a waste. But at least she has something to do now, so she can stand around and do nothing, but at least she has a resume.
I mean, she's a waste, really.
Like, with bringing contests, or with contests being in Ruby and Sapphire... now, like, they're back in the present mind. I would have been completely fine with them bringing them back just because they were entertaining to watch and they gave you more to do in between filler and in between gyms.
I guess they figure they, oh, we can't bring them into Kalos because they're not in X and Y and it'll confuse kids.
They're all of a sudden, like, contests are not in Unova or Kalos. They're just only
oh
in...
Oh, God.
What?
She doesn't what? Actually have a contest episode for another 13 episodes.
Like a non-contest episode with her performing thing?
Like, the first time there's going to be a anything is 13 episodes from now.
Oh, jeez. She's only got one other Pokemon.
It hasn't even aired in Japan yet.
Oh god, we're really behind then.
I still don't think it has. Nope, it hasn't even aired in Japan yet.
Dang.
Oh god.
I don't know, they're really been...
Well,
I mean, Pokemon's...
The Japan episode involves ninjas.
Pokemon's never been a put-together...
Coincidence, perhaps to the untrained eye.
Shinobi
it was never
sure
been that put together, but
perhaps
really
to the untrained eye.
I hate Clement.
I told you, he's just silent with science.
The future Come is on now, the thanks gear. To oh. science. Shut the fuck
you,
up.
Fuck you, science. Drops marker.
Clementic gear on.
I still don't think it's as bad as Silent, though. Like, saying you're nothing. A connoisseur of everything?
Nothing like, as oh. bad as... Because, you know, the difference is that Clement just believes he can fix everything with the use of science, which I'm okay with, because there's a lot of people that just have that natural mindset. So it's not like he's just a crazy person who thinks he's like, oh, I know everything about everything because I'm a connoisseur. Go fuck yourself, Silent, you're your little fucking bow tie.
A box lunch connoisseur? Come on, Sud.
like, that just makes you a dick. But yeah, I'm a little more okay with Clement. But, yeah, he needs to not suck so hard at what he does. Just saying.
Son, you need to stop sucking.
Start blowing instead.
Oh, God.
So that did anyone watch Korra?
No, I told him
I'm 2 weeks behind.
Okay, so nobody
I'm like
watched
8 weeks
Korra.
Behind.
Okay, moving along.
Well, let's just all wait for the DVDs. DVD blood
no,
pack. Everyone,
no,
cut your arm.
Fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
Like, apparently, security
have
blood
have
doesn't
blood pack for a DVD.
No, that's right.
Dawson needs
to
cut
it with the DVD.
Lick your balls.
No, I'm on the DVD right now.
So, Flash.
Lick the DVD's balls.
Flash.
I
Flash
didn't watch
interesting this week.
Last night. Oh.
I really liked this week's episode. The only thing I felt was out of place, or at least felt weirdly paced, was the Ronnie stuff. I don't know. I just the way it was put in it was weird. Like,
yeah, because... like, at first she finds him and then, like, Cisco confronts her and she's really hesitant about telling him. And then the next time you see the two of them, they're searching for him.
Well, and the way that it happened, too, like, the episode was so focused on Barry and his backstory with his mom and just his life in general with Silas. Silas, my God, Iris, son of a bitch, and the Reverse Flash. And then you kind of got this side plot going just so Ronnie could blast Reverse Flash out of the way. And her reaction was so weird because I thought she did a really good job of playing the emotions when she was talking about how he died and we first found out about him. And in this one, she was just like, oh, blimey, he's alive. And she just looked kind of shocked. Like,
oh, blimey.
Like someone just flashed her. Oh, God, that was an unfortunate choice of words.
I would love to flash Danielle Hanabaker.
It was just such an odd placement. To advance that plot. But yeah, other than that, I really enjoyed the episode. I'm super confused about who he's going to be. I think he might be a future version of Dickhead Boyfriend Guy.
That's one of the biggest theories.
I've seen a lot of theories.
Yeah, they're all over the place. Like, this is like a fucking tree.
I thought it
theories.
Was his dad for a few minutes because that guy.
I saw that one too.
I know he played Flash before, but the last time I saw him, he was on One Life to Live playing a rapist guy. So I'm like, that guy's evil. Kind of like Shaw. Every time
Mark Hamill's going to be in the show, guys.
Every time,
that's awesome.
What's his name? Shaw. I don't know his real name. Brandon Routh's like, whoa, BCW. I'm like, you're an evil son of a bitch. You're going to kill someone. Get away from Felicity right now and get your evil mitts off of her. But, yeah, I don't know. Because I have a very, very base knowledge like of Flash and Green Arrow. So I only know really, really basic stuff. So like I knew of the Reverse Flash, but I have no idea who he was. I never tried to look him up until after this episode. And there's like 15 million of them. So I'm like, okay, I'm kind of glad because it keeps me guessing. And there's no guarantee they'll stick with it anyway, because look what they did with the Canary. I mean, in the original version, it was her mom that was the Black Canary. And this one, they made a sister who was just called the Canary. And they changed Arrow's, his origins himself, and so they mess around with it, which I love, because even if I haven't read the comic, I like reading about how they change it. It's kind of like they do with The Walking Dead. They do the same thing. They take a different interpretation of it. But I'm also glad that I don't have a very large knowledge of it, so that if they do something
that
is the same, I don't know about it. So I like that there's a mystery to it.
Yeah, something I like about the show is that even if you are kind of a diehard Flash fan, you don't necessarily know what's going to be going on all the time. Because, I mean, even if you called it that he was somehow involved with the Reverse Flash, it's still, like, up in the air. Like, what is he, like, who is he exactly still? And like, I don't know, it's still like so confusing that I could see them definitely pulling the rug out from under us again.
Yeah.
And just being like, oh, red herring.
But it was Iris all along.
I mean, I've seen a lot of people guess not only like a future version of the cop guy, but I've seen people guess that he's Wally, just because of the ring. I've seen some people theorize that he's future version of Barry, who is trying to mentor Barry and like
by killing his mom.
push him toward in like a different direction so that things don't end up the same way.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. It
could take it many different ways.
Yeah. It's all over the place.
Which is
and
really cool.
I just know that the whole future thing and the time travel is eventually going to get even more complicated as we go on. I could just feel it.
It's a big part of Flash, apparently. So I'm excited for that because I love shit like that. So like I'm ready for it. But yeah, it was a good episode. Overall, I mean, it has you thinking about lots of stuff. There's some pretty cool fight scenes. I like that Cisco figured out that probably a future version of Flash was at this crime scene, or you know, trying to stop his mom's death or something, or he was at least there.
Yeah.
At least what we assume is Flash. I'm gonna assume it. But lots of cool stuff going on. Like I said, it's not like it was terrible. Just the Ronnie stuff felt out of place.
Maybe the other red one was his dad, and the yellow one was just an asshole. And I'll just stop.
Maybe they were both his dad. He was both his grandmother and grandfather.
Reverse Flash's Uncle Grandpa.
Exactly. Oh, mystery solved.
Oh, God, it's Matt's family. Those Kentucky people.
Oh, but no, I love this. This was fantastic. This show's fantastic. Everything.
I really love The Flash.
I really, really like it.
And we actually did get some kind of progression towards the stuff with Iris. While that's not my favorite part of The Flash as a series, I am glad that, I don't know, something changed.
Yeah. I know that I read in an interview a while back, they said that they're talking about at some point he's either going to have to tell her he's the Flash or tell her about his feelings because his behavior is getting so weird, and that'll probably deter her for a little bit of questioning it. I like how he's like, oh, I love you. Okay, bye. I got to go. Lots of things to do, people to see. Let's make Christmas really awkward later, okay?
I love that literally everyone in the show knows that Barry Allen loves Iris.
Except Iris.
Except for Iris. Even Barry's dad, who has been locked away since he was a child, knows that Barry loves Iris.
Oh, classic. Iris is like, you told me that you liked me. That's ridiculous. I mean, come on. How can I like you? You're such a loser. Anyway, bye, Barry.
Hell, even when he does finally confess, he's like, Iris, I love you. And she's just like, aw, Barry. Really? How oblivious are you?
Can I get a little respect here?
Stupid bitch.
Yeah, I know what that's like.
Friend zone is where I live. I set up camp there. Got a timeshare. Pretty nice. But, you know, something I didn't think about was when he said, your relationship is progressing fast. I was thinking, oh, that's just because, you know, he doesn't like them together. But I forgot that for him it did progress fast because he's only been awake a couple months.
Yeah.
Forgot about that. Pesky coma.
Yeah. Comas are
They
awful.
Brought it up quite a lot on Arrow last year. I forgot about that. Like, every other sentence, like, how's it going? I don't know. Had some Wheaties. Barry's still in a coma. Like, they brought it up a lot.
Had some Wheaties.
Censored. He was about to spoil things from Arrow's plot. I mean, Arrow has spoilers from its own plot in its own show. Can you believe it?
I what? Need no way. To stop.
I can't even believe that was a complaint. That's like me going and watching a current episode of Supernatural when I was catching up and complaining that it had spoilers. It's not spoilers.
Fucking Keith Justice. I hate that guy.
Can't even believe that. Speaking of Arrow, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to talk more about the Flash, but that's fine.
Oh,
go on.
Go ahead. I just thought it was a good segue.
I was going to talk about stuff that's coming up. Because I mean, we're getting the Captain Cold and
Lincoln and Michael
stuff like right when we come back, and then I don't know if you guys saw this, but. They're bringing
everything.
In, holy crap, I forgot his name. Oh my Jesus. God, I am the worst person ever.
Kevin mentioned it earlier, go for
the
it,
The Trickster?
Kevin.
Yeah. Mark? Kevin mentioned it earlier?
Yeah, Mark we were
Hamill?
Talking over
yeah.
him.
As usual.
Oh, oh, oh. Please.
Everyone's always talking over me.
Like
I'm
oh, yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Kevin, the drowned out mousy boy.
Jesus.
Right in my face.
I think it'll be interesting, given how old Hamill is now. But
Star Wars.
That's rude.
I'm not going to call him a cripple or anything, but it's really
talk.
Cool because this the one chick from Mercury Labs on this episode was from the previous Flash series too. And so it's cool that they're bringing in people from, like, the old show to play new characters, or in Hamill's case, the same character, to
the Joker.
To kind of put cool little Easter eggs in there. So I appreciate that. I think it's cool.
I appreciate when Brian gets murdered.
Always. I'm looking forward to the Captain Cold, whatever the other guy's name is, episode, just to see. I think it's really cool that they got Lincoln and Michael to play a team on there.
Like, that can't be, like, a coincidence. That had to be...
Oh, yeah, that was definitely planned.
It could be a coincidence. You don't know.
They pretty much have half the Fox River 8 on there.
But there's a lot... I'm really interesting. I'm
really interested in... Well, Brian, way to brag.
I'm interested in seeing where everything goes, because the whole thing with Wells in the suit at the end...
Yeah, and you know, when he first showed the suit, I thought he was Reverse Flash, which could be.
That's still a possibility because time travel.
Well, that was another thing
really
I thought
weird,
was odd.
But...
Because, like I said, they do things differently, but I knew that he's an original creation, so I thought that would have been an interesting choice. I don't know, is Eddie a character in the comics? I have no idea.
No.
Yes,
he is.
Oh. Yeah, he is.
I don't remember.
He's named after one of the people who was the Reverse Flash. Yeah. That's why so many people suspected him.
So perfect. Well, plus he's kind of a dick, so.
Yeah, he got motive too, eventually. So, it's really easy to point the finger at him.
Well, yeah, because he's... I honestly didn't suspect him until he started this whole, anti-flash stuff.
Oh my god, I was about to say that exact phrase. Go fuck yourself and die.
But yeah, I didn't really... I just thought he was going to kind of be a character that was around as sort of a romantic foil for Barry until they eventually get together or not or whatever. But I didn't know that until now until I saw what it said about him being in the comics. But I know that... wait, his name's not Derek Wells. That's
Derek Wyatt.
Derek Wyatt, the guy in the wheelchair. No, but I know he's an original creation. So
Harrison Wells.
It's Orson Welles. No, but that's Orson Welles is Rancic, according to Brian.
I did that.
But so it'll be interesting. And based on the Wikipedia, I glanced at quickly because I was kind of like curious, and I also kind of didn't want to spoil it. But there's a bunch of different people that have been Reverse Flash, and like one of the versions, he's not even fast. He just manipulates time, so it seems like he's fast. So
it's like cheating.
It's cheating. But there's so many ways it can go. There's a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, I'm excited for what they're gonna do come the back half of the season. Also, what they're gonna do with Dawson's back half.
Oh God.
Alrighty. Arrow?
Arrow. So, Oliver's dead.
The Arrow!
When we come back in January, the show's gonna be called Thea. Aerosol's gonna love it.
Because it's all about him.
It's just gonna be about Thea sniffing plants and being hypnotized so she kills people.
You know the craziest thing about the drug that they were talking about in this episode?
It's real.
It's real.
Really?
Datura is real. It's a crazy drug.
That sounded like the struggle is real, but Datura is real.
Aerosol uses it like every weekend.
Oh, no. It's like one of the most potent and powerful drugs in existence. There's like message boards filled with people talking about just the insane experiences they've had on it, because like it's always different. People will do just crazy stuff on it, like anything. There's people talking about how like they sat around for days in their own feces. There's people who talk about like how they ate their pets. Like it's disgusting.
All right, Brian, we're getting some of this for the next Morphicon.
That's awful.
God, I did not need to know the pets part. The feces, it's like, whatever. It's your business. If Thea wants to do that after she killed Sarah, whatever. But that's. I like how when Oliver found out about it, he goes, seriously, that's a thing?
Mind control, seriously, that's a thing? Regarding Thea, like, I didn't even think about that. Like, that never even crossed my damn mind.
I sort of thought about it early on, but I hadn't thought about it in a while. I couldn't figure out her motivation that she killed Sarah.
Yeah, I said it like 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
And you also said, no, she's in Corto Maltese.
That's what they said, too.
Yes. But I'm not sure.
I just want to point that out to all of you.
Like, it'll be interesting how it unfolds. I'm not entirely sure how I feel about them using that drug thing. I mean, it definitely makes Malcolm a complete dick, but I don't know why she would do it on her own volition, unless Malcolm wanted her to do it and she wanted to, but I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. I just killed the room with my complex thoughts. Like, it definitely created some interesting things for Oliver to have to deal with now, and I honestly didn't expect him to get stabbed and thrown over a cliff. I thought that it was going to be like a cliche thing where Roz was going to win, but like he would get him like with the knife to his throat and be like, I know you really didn't kill him, you're lying. But instead he's just like, boom, you're dead. Like, oh shit, that's not what Liam Neeson did. He trained Batman and then he tried to kill him later.
On a train.
But Yeah.
I do like that the preview for when the show comes back didn't show us anything.
Yeah.
It just said Oliver Queen is dead and showed up like a scene of his body.
Yeah, and like someone approaching it. But yeah, I thought they would maybe show like other people, like maybe not show him, but show other people's reactions or something. But that was it. Because I was just thinking that, because you know, everything's been having its fall finales this week. And with the exception of The Flash, all the other previews for new episodes return at so-and-so date was just recycled footage from episodes that have already aired. So Flash showed new footage. So I'm like, oh, we're definitely getting new footage. And it was, but it wasn't much. It was just Oliver's dead. Here he is. Just lying
the next
on this
story
rock.
They're going to do is Oliver Queen Rebirth, written by Kevin Smith. Sweet. We'll see Jason Todd ziplining through heaven or something.
How long do you think he'll be gone?
I don't know. Like, I don't know whether we'll deal with it
the rest of the show.
Yeah. I told you it's going to be called Tia. No, I don't know whether we'll deal with it immediately. Maybe, like, have him missing until the end of an episode. Because sometimes shows will do that where, like, that character that was supposedly dead doesn't show up until, like, the last minute. Or maybe there'll be a time jump a little bit. Like, maybe a couple months. And everyone will think he's dead. I don't know.
Again.
A lot of people were theorizing that it probably has, his return will have something to do with that. That magical hot tub that Ra's al Ghul used, I don't remember what it's called.
The Lazarus Pit?
Yeah, that sounds way cooler than magical hot tub. Makes it sound a lot less like Hot Tub Time Machine. because he specifically mentioned like that he hasn't been challenged in 67 years, so... probably some, people were actually theorizing that Sarah might somehow be alive because of that. I don't know how. Like, did they grave her?
Like...
Well, yeah, but you never know. I mean,
Nisa dug her up and tossed her in a Lazarus pit. I mean, like, come back, my love. I love the taste of you.
Don't think they'll do it just because of the impact it has on Laurel and how much of an impact it's had. But given how in-depth Malcolm planned it, I don't know. Maybe. What a dick. God, Captain Jack really became a dick when they stopped letting him on Doctor Who.
Well.
Like, I didn't expect him to become a good guy, but I didn't expect him to pull that dick of a move.
Like, there was no explanation involving it, but I read one theory that they were working together.
Him and Sarah?
No, Oliver and Raj. Raj, whatever, however you want to say it this time.
Working together to get him stabbed?
That's what I'm talking about. Like, there was no explanation. It was just, oh, they're working together. So that he doesn't have to be in command of the assassins anymore. So I'm like, I don't know. It was really stupid.
That is stupid. Like, and Malcolm, it just seems like he did this all so that he... I'm so confused. So that he wouldn't be hunted by the League anymore?
Basically, yeah.
But why would, if Oliver wins, why does he get off? I mean...
He mentioned that it's part of their code or whatever that... If the current head is murdered, then any sort of hits he put out on people are completely removed.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like if Oliver wins, then any targets on his family were gone. And I'm like, well, do you really count? I mean, come on. Like, don't even count his family for Oliver. So I get it now. All right. God, what a dick move, and he specifically chose Sarah. And, man.
It's well thought out.
Yeah. Why didn't he just try to kill him? He's skilled.
Because he probably...
Huh? Oh.
Because...
That's a good question, never mind.
Well, and... Oliver's dead now, so the contract on his life is still there, isn't it?
Well, so, maybe he had more faith in Ollie than...
And doesn't Malcolm think he's stronger than Oliver? I mean, sure, he stabbed him, but he had to stab him through his own body to get him. Because he was... Well, I guess it's been a while, but the last time they fought, he was better than Oliver in combat. I mean, now there might be more evenness, or Oliver might be a little bit better.
He told him he... thought he was stronger than him because he's willing to kill him. Oliver's lost the will to kill people. And like, you don't kill. That's why you're weak.
And then they did they did all that, and Oliver's like, well, now I know why I can fight, because Thea, because she's important. And it was a lot more dramatic in the show. But
I hope so. Stephen Amell does a much better job with the dialogue than Brian.
Brian does not play Oliver Queen very well at all.
No, I do not.
Even if they do have the same set of abs.
I'm better at, like, Oliver Jester or something like that.
If you've never seen... Queen. Now, what you really want to see, though, is Brian doing the salmon ladder. That will really distract you, just like it does Felicity.
It would distract you because it would be a miracle that I could do it.
It'd be like when Sisko tried to do it.
Anyway, moving on to other stuff in the episode. I like the little nod to...
The nod to what? Just a nod, like when one guy nodded at the other and was like, yep. Let's try to figure out the mystery. The nod to... What else happened in the episode? The mystery is... Well, Shaw revealed his plans to become the Atom. And poor Felicity's getting roped into another vigilante scheme.
It's because she's pretty.
Why does this always happen to me? Laurel's be telling everybody about Sarah. She told Thea, she told her mom, she told the girl at Target. She's like, hey, Sarah's dead.
Yeah, how are you doing today? Oh, I'm doing okay. My sister's dead.
Like, I can see why it happened. I mean, with Thea, it seemed like she was just tired of holding it in, I guess. But with her mom, I could definitely... I think the sort of, mother's intuition thing was kind of cheesy, but at the same time, I could definitely see it that... how easily she could pick up on Laurel, because every time somebody says Sarah's name, Laurel looks like she's on the verge of tears. I don't know how her dad has not noticed it. He's like, oh, hey, how's Sarah doing? She's like, he's fine. I'm just going to go to my desk. Well, Laurel seems fine. Time to do some paperwork. So, because she gets this very distinct sad look on her face, and River's the first one to pick up on it.
You have to realize, though, that Laurel's mom is River Song, so she's
already seen
the time travel. Exactly. She
actually killed Sarah. She had to do it to save the doctor. I'm glad somebody finally picked up on it, because Laurel's not that good at hiding it. Where's Sarah? She's backpacking. She's fine, totally fine.
She's in the woods.
There's no arrows in her stomach. Stop harassing me.
Why would you ask me about that? I didn't ask you about that, but now that you mention it, why are there arrows in her stomach? I said there weren't, okay?
I said no.
Well, no,
so there's that.
Yeah.
So pretty much everybody knows except for her dad. Kind of like how everybody but Thea knows that Oliver's the arrow.
I always forget she doesn't know.
Yeah, I assumed Malcolm was going to tell her, or that she would have connected the dots after the Slade thing. But apparently not. He's an idiot. And he paid her a visit, and then she, ninja'd him and jumped off her balcony. I love that. It cracked me up. I'm like, wait, where is she going? What, does she have a parachute? Like, what the hell? How is she going to land?
Did you see his face when, he got ninja'd by her? And yeah. She jumped off the balcony. He just has this, blank, shocked expression on his face.
It'd be a great reaction, yes. It's like Thea jumping off a roof. It's like, what the hell? That was pretty good.
I just want to point out that weeks ago I was like, I thought it was Thea, and you were like, no, they mirror-crewed the arrows into her. It can't be Thea. She was in Corto Maltese.
We sound just like Team Arrow. Kevin was Team Arrow, and we were Oliver, denying it. No, she's our sister. That doesn't even make sense. Shut up.
I'm just saying, she turned around and was like, why are you here?
Oliver was definitely in denial about it. Like, I think Thea did it. You need to realize it. He's like, no, because when she was sick, she liked ponies. She couldn't have done it. Stop being ridiculous, Felicity. That's essentially what he said. But it was a really good episode and a really good way to mid-season finale it. I mean, good television-wise, but not good, like, emotionally, because now I'm just very, like, just going to be wondering what's going to happen to him.
Dawson was
distraught. For, like, a month and a week. Going, how's he going to come back?
He's probably going to get picked out by Liam Neeson, who's actual Ra's al Ghul. It's going to be, like, the fake-out, like, in Batman Begins, where they thought the Asian guy was Ra's al Ghul, and, like, nope, it's Liam Neeson all along.
You're like, we thought Ra's al Ghul was the last samurai. Turns out, no, it's fucking Qui-Gon Jinn. Oh, shit.
Qui-Gon's going to save him.
You thought Ra's al Ghul was Tom Cruise?
Shh.
Just saying.
Ken Watanabe was in that movie.
Okay.
But yeah, we got a lot of. There's going to be a lot of really cool stuff when we come back. I mean, obviously, finding out what happens to Oliver, but Laurel's going to canary it up when we get back. There's going to be like a three-part episode thing where.
A three-part episode? I need that.
It's like a three-part story arc.
Oh, he's still talking.
And like one of the episodes is called Canaries, and I'm pretty sure it's going to have Sarah in it, in flashbacks.
Yeah, I want to see a Wildcat get in the. Wildcat. Comic book suit. I think that would be funny. Like the big fucking cat cheeks.
He's actually just going to recruit a bunch of other people and be Wildcats from High School Musical. This is the second High School Musical reference in this week's episode.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it when we get back. Specifically just seeing the Canary stuff, I think will be cool.
I was going to say something. Oh, I hope the episode that we return to is just like Roy in the show.
Roy's just taking over it. He's flipping things at Walmart.
The show's just changed to being called Arsenal.
I think it would be funny if it were just called Roy.
Roy I love it. In the morning.
Or Diggle can just take over and it'll just be called I Can Dig It. And it's actually just like a Maury style show, but with Diggle. And. It's just like all the women Oliver Queen slept with.
You just call him Oliver Queen?
Oh, yes. I was hoping Queen noticed that. Oliver Queen is...
Oliver Queen, medicine man.
Yes.
I really hope that...
Name, Oliver Queen after the accent.
I really hope that that chick that had his baby named it Connor. So it's like the comic book.
And I'm trying to think of another Connor. And then he could be the Red Ranger. There's a Connor. Another one's from Assassin's Creed.
No, then he can be another Green Arrow who goes around calling himself Green Arrow also because he has no creativity.
He's like, what, so, six? Seven?
So he can be Green Arrow.
Are they going to source him? This isn't a soap opera.
I liked how they referred to Arsenal as Speedy in the crossover. That was a thing that happened. It's fucking hilarious. Slap him in the face.
I think that Ryan should finally catch up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. so we can finally add it to Ramble Time.
Yeah. I'm working on catching up on it too.
When does it come back?
Oh, March. So you have.
Oh, I got this in the bag.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
I got three episodes done for this season. I got to watch seven more. But we're catching up.
It's like all this stuff happens. I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe this happened. Now I can talk about it to no one.
Are you watching that other show? Jane Carter, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Oh, Agent Carter? Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it.
Okay,
Dawson's not going to watch it because it stars a woman.
Oh.
Dawson's very against vagina rights. I've been watching The Vampire Diaries. Like, almost done season three now. Got to meet the rest of the originals, and they are awesome. Vampires are so cool.
Watched a bunch of movies about Tom from Falling Skies being a librarian.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
No, it's just what I've been watching.
So you don't really need to know anything to watch the show?
No, not really. I mean, if you just watch the show, it pretty much catches you up. Like, the movies are really basic. Like, it's like part Indiana Jones, part something else. I couldn't think of what the other thing was I was comparing it to, but it's really like basic, generic movie plots, cliche stuff. But they were entertaining enough. I actually liked the series premiere better than all three movies. But yeah, the basic setup is he's a librarian, and there's all this crazy mystical stuff, and goes around saving people. It was fun. It's kind of campy and kind of dumb, but it was fun. Like I said, the series premiere was pretty good. And he's going to kind of be reoccurring in it, but it's weird for me to see him in that role. Like, he's kind of plays like a smart professor type guy, which I'm like, oh, that's weird. And then I realized I forgot Tom was a professor. But he's a professor of history, though. And it's just very different characters, so it's almost kind of weird seeing him in that. It's kind of like that episode of Falling Skies where he was in that delusion of his real life, and he all of a sudden just looks up into the mirror and sees his, like, crazy bearded war-torn self.
I don't know what's happening right now, and I'm scared.
Librarians! I don't think there's anything else for Animal Time, because...
I can't imagine Dawson watching a show called Librarians.
Librarians are the worst people.
Because Dawson hates books.
I'm like the people of Pawnee. That's why I love them. They're my spirit animal, because they hate librarians. I just love that. They hate the librarians and they hate salads.
Alright. The poll, Thingamabob, should be up this weekend.
So it's going to be called
the poll. There's a poll in my pants. Oh yeah, Brian texted me about that. And I meant to respond to him with answers and I forgot. I gotta go through it.
I kept trying to send mine as a document, but new Skype wouldn't let me, so I just had to paste it. Old Skype would have just let me send that shit right over.
Old Skype would have let Dawson just wipe his penis on the screen and send it.
New Skype wouldn't even let me in. It just kept bringing in an answer and it'd be like, blah. Stupid new Skype. Keep adding new to your name and you get worse.
Right? Like, there's more. Like, next to me, new Skype, and that's just to be even
awful. That's not even going to let you click on it.
Right, you go to click on it, and it actually pushes the cursor in the opposite direction. Like, what the fuck? Dawson likes donkey boners.
So now it's time for...
Final Thingies! I have a thingy, and it's not final.
All that stuff you just said about the poll.
You know what is final? Aerosol's appearance in this show, because I killed him.
We're never going to know what it was a nod to. Tune in next week to find out what the nod was to.
Or Aerosol will just forget.
I want the first line in next week's show to be Aerosol just finishing that sentence and picking up as if nothing happened. Make it happen to us.